It's like the devil, you know. The devil sinneth from the beginning. Whosoever committeth sin is of the devil. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The works of the devil are what? To lead people to sin. Look at his first work recorded in the Bible was to deceive Adam and Eve. In the person of the serpent. I really sing this song. This chapter is a song. You can look it up on my website. It's beautiful. It's simple. It's plain language. It's spoken very boldly, frankly. And so simple, any child could understand this. It takes a theologian to pervert it. It takes a minister, a pastor, educated at one of our fine Christian universities. Ha ha. Yeah, I'm being sarcastic. It takes one of them to really screw it up. Screwed it up for me. I remember going through this, teaching it before I knew the truth, and I'd be like, well, of course, the righteousness is all imputed. Garbage. Trash. Sewage. Raw sewage. Because, you know why? Look, I say, well, Paul, that's partly true. Exactly, it's partly true. You know, down the toilet goes those toilet paper smeared with other things. Now, the toilet paper, when you take it out of the box, it's pure, white, clean. But after it goes into the toilet, it's sewage. And when they take the word of God and wipe themselves with it like that, to deny that righteousness comes from God as a gift, and that it is lived out in the believer ultimately to perfection, to deny that, is like taking the word of God and using it for toilet paper. Well, you don't want it that clean. Just believe. Men are dirty, so they love things dirty, like them. They want to make God serve with their sins. If you commit sin, you're of the devil. Well, wait, I thought I would, but Paul, have you ever committed sin? Yeah, I have. Recently. And that makes me of the devil, doesn't it? Unless, of course, God has called me from before the foundation of the world. I believe in the promises of God, and he looks on that and accepts that faith and imputes righteousness to me. So though I'm still, you know, but Paul, aren't you being a hypocrite? It's like, well, no. Because, yeah, for a time being, it's almost like hypocrisy. Look at Peter was carried away in his dissimulation. And he denied Christ. He did things that people, other people are going to do those things and be found worthy of death. There are people who are going to deny Christ and God is going to deny them. Peter denied Christ and he accepts him. Because he knew him from before. Meaning, not that Peter was, you know, pre-existent or anything nonsense like that. What I mean is that God, in his purposes, planned Peter. And if I am planned in the purposes of God, then I'm going to receive in faith what he has spoken to me that I should do. I'm going to perform those things. And I've already seen the fruits of righteousness. Not in perfection, but yet, if the promises of God are true, it has to be perfected. And if it's not, all that proves is I'm not of God. It doesn't prove God wrong. It doesn't even prove this interpretation wrong, because the interpretation is true. The things I'm teaching are true. If I sin and I can't, and I never get out of it, all that proves is I'm not of God. It doesn't prove that my teaching's false. It just proves that I'm false. These are the words at the top of the apostles, okay? Very simply. Verse 9. First verse 8, he came. He was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. All the works of the devil are things that lead to sin, to cause you to sin, to tempt you to sin, to make you sin. Jesus came to do away with that stuff. To bring you to death, Satan comes. But Jesus comes against that to bring life. And the eternal life comes through righteousness, through the grace of God. This is what God ordained that we should walk in. It's not that we earn it. It's just that that's how he ordained it would be manifested. The Son of God was manifested for this purpose. Verse 9, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. For his seed, the seed of God, remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. It's the circle of reasoning there. That's, well, whoever's born of God doesn't commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin. There's the abiding again. Because he can't sin because he's born of God. If you're born of God, you don't sin. And you can't sin because you're born of God. That's why I say, when you're born of God, you're not born as a, you know, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of Christ. But there is a certain labor and travail to see the full-grown man, Christ, formed in us. We're not just pregnant. Yeah, we are as babes, okay? Born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. But there's also this idea in which I want to be born as this full-grown man. I want to be born. I think my pastor did a sermon. Born again and again and again. I want to be reborn as newborn baby in Christ. But I also want to be reborn as Christ reborn on earth.
Well, that's a little high for you, I think.
Yeah, I know it is. It is a little high for me. But nevertheless, there's a mandate in Scripture for it. I have to, as it says in the book of Corinthians, I got to grow up into him. As a babe in Christ, you start off a babe, and then you grow up into Jesus. And you're born as a man now. And the man, Jesus Christ. You're walking as he walked. You're doing righteousness as he did righteousness. Look, because if born again just means believing. He that is born of God is not commit sin. Well, then it can't be just believing. Well, you got to be born of water and spirit. I've been baptized. I got the Holy Ghost. Yeah, well, that's part of it. That's still not the complete picture. The complete picture is when Christ is fully formed in you. Then you are truly born again. Though I am already born again. But I got to be born again yet. Much like the apostles, there's a sort of a circle of reasoning there. Circular reasoning, that's not logical. It doesn't have to be. Who says it has to be?